I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
It's the KSL Home Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs. If you like talking about Utah homes and real estate, then this is the place on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Home Show today. Thank you for joining us. I am Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osmond, who owns Osmond Designs in Lehi and in Orem. And your guests today, Heather, our boys are back in town, right?
They sure are.
Armstrong and Flinders.
That wasn't the drop. That was live.
That was right, good. That was live, right? Yeah. Drew Armstrong, Matthew Flinders. I've known you guys for so long. At
so
least
long.
20 years, I would say.
Right. At least 20 years.
We started selling real estate at the same time.
94, I think.
Right. 95, 96.
We were all beginners back in those days, just newbies, but we had a lot of energy and we tried hard.
And
I love that.
And
those real
estate started decorating and designing houses and stuff.
Then we started
noticing that houses that you would stage would sell for so much more
sold
money.
For, and Matthew actually being as analytical as he was, I remember he figured it out. It was like, oh, Heather's stuff is selling for 6% more per square foot than anybody
else. It was 6% more. But then, and they were like, well, we can't tell the normal, typical family that because they never make it look as good as you do. But they do. They sell for more, like maybe 3 or 4% more if they stage them right. That's why you go and you stage all of the, the for builders and things like that. And
yeah, I've never been to a parade of homes with empty houses, right?
Right. Never. It makes all the difference in the world. You know, back in the beginning when I first started selling real estate, I would go into people's homes and I would be horrified. I'm like, this is not okay. Mm-hmm. Look at how this is arranged. Look how much stuff is everywhere. There's diapers on the ground. This is unacceptable. And so I think just being courteous and honest, just trying to help people and rearrange things. I actually went to Brigham Young University, took some interior design classes, some business classes, some advertising classes. Never imagined in a million years I would open a furniture store. But then I always have this philosophy of don't pay retail. And there were either big box stores where you would end up with 17 of the same sofa as all of your neighbors, or there were the very, very expensive high design stores that had $15,000 sofas that, were just out of reach and that no one could ever afford. And I just knew there was a better way. And that's where Osmond Designs came into play. And of course, we do the high end stuff. We do the low end stuff for those builders and the model homes and, starter homes. And most of what we do is just right there in the middle. We do all the designer brands, the best name brands in the country. We sell at Osmond Designs and guaranteed the lowest price, which is always a great thing for people.
Right. I remember hiring some of your interior decorators, and one of my clients called me up, and the wife said, "You know what? I really like my house so much better now. I don't know if I want to move." And she was just joking. But the designer took it, and it wasn't very expensive, and that's what we'd start telling people. It's not that expensive. Have a designer come out, work with your own stuff right now, maybe add a few things
in. Buy a couple pieces that are going to go in the next house, too.
Well, anyways.
And I would show them the math. I'd be like, you know what? We do this all the time, and if you do this right, you're going to actually net a little bit more. Here's how much I'm going to estimate you're going to net more. You could have new furniture for the new house.
That's what I was going to say. Do the math on that one, because if you're paying, $86, $85 to get your, she can redesign your home with your own furniture, right? Mm-hmm. Just make sure it's in the right place.
Right.
And then you're going to get, a couple grand to $5,000 to $10,000 even back on your house. That seems like a pretty good return.
Yes.
Easily. It's a lot more than that now. It used to be $5,000 or $10,000.
Okay.
But now it's a lot
true.
More.
Yeah, so we offer interior design services. It is $85 per hour. We go into your home and we can use what you have, rearrange it, make it look better, if you are selling your home, it's a great service. It'll be the best $85 you've ever spent. We have the best designers in Utah. I call them the dream team at Osman Designs. And a lot of our stuff is in stock, which is the name of the game right now. We have.
How did you do that?
I know. It's been so much fun. We have two stores that are over 20,000 square feet. We have a 10,000 square foot warehouse. And we brought in 10 shipping containers, just stuffed them full of furniture because we just don't know when those semi shipments are coming back in. So we have so much, and we have full-time designers that bring stuff out as quick as it goes out the front door, which is so much fun.
How do you keep up with all the turnover? I was just in the Lehigh store, and the thing that I was showing my wife, I went straight back right in the middle, and there's like this blue recliner.
You're such a guy. You guys love recliners.
It has this little thing that comes up. I'm like, look, I can put my laptop right there, and I can do that. So my wife knows what I want for Christmas.
And I bet it doesn't look like a big bubble recliner either.
It doesn't. It's actually really, cool.
You can't even tell it's a recliner. Yeah. That's the best part of Osman Designs recliners.
But I noticed a lot of sold tags on everything. I'm like, how do you handle all the, like, you know, people buying stuff and like restocking, and I bet you guys are so busy.
It's a full-time job. And the fun thing is the showroom is always different. It's always fresh and new. And I feel like it's Christmas every day at Osman Designs, because a lot of the stuff we see at market, you know, 6 months, a year before. Mm-hmm. And then when it comes on the showroom floor, sometimes we've even forgotten of what it even looks like, but we knew we loved it. So we get to like it twice, which is great. But if you see something you like, you need to buy it, because we may not be able to bring it back in for any time soon. So we've actually had clients come in and cry because their piece that they love sold. It's actually so sad.
And you're like, we only bought three sets of that. That's it.
That's it. That's it. Yes.
You're going to have the same thing as all your neighbors.
Right. Absolutely. No, some of our best sellers right now are recliners for Christmas, right? Guys love recliners. So all you women that are listening to the show right now, come in and get your hubby a recliner. If Matthew's wife is listening, Matthew likes the blue the back of the store.
Straight back.
Yeah.
She loves to go there because she walks in and she's like, it smells so good. How do you get it to smell so good in there?
Right? I know. What is it about smells? There's something about that. When you walk into a home and it smells great, it makes all the difference. Same with our store. We have these Christmas scented candles that are unreal. We also have these really cool plugins. They're from Pura. And they come in different scents. So one of the very favorites of our store is the volcano candles. Those are so popular in the blue jars, but they have those Pura. That scent in the Puras. And so that's incredible. Also, pine is incredible. Cinnamon, you know, any of those Christmas scents, you just add a few of those in each room. And you can actually, this is so cool, you can program them. So they can be on for 8 hours and then off for 8 hours. Or if you're on vacation, you're not.
That's a Utah County company, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. And I just love supporting local. Yeah. So that's great.
That's great. Really neat.
I've got a question for you, though. Seriously.
Yeah.
What should we get our wives for Christmas?
Oh, you guys. So many good things.
A blank.
I have an idea. A blank check to Osman Designs.
There you go. A gift card.
A gift card.
Do you sell gift cards?
Yes. Every single year we have guys that
come. Do you sell gift cards?
Absolutely.
I didn't even know.
Absolutely, yeah.
I didn't even know that.
And all of them are an additional 10% off. So if you buy a $100 gift card, it's only $90. Or if you buy $1,000, it's only $900. And you're going to just look so good to your wife. You're going to be the hero if you show up with an Osman Designs gift card.
Right, I like it.
Especially because you know that she wants to pick it all out all at once, so it goes together.
I don't want to pick it.
Yeah, and you don't want to pick it. You don't want to do the work. This she's afraid of spending money, so this is
one of those things you don't want to get wrong. You know, you get the wrong couch, and it's hard and trade it for something
else. Yeah, that is a surprise.
I love that. You know, another thing that has been a hot seller at our store are those entertainment consoles. Guys love those.
Everybody got new TVs.
Big screen TVs, right? So the guy's happy, but no one wants them just floating in no man's land. So to anchor those with an entertainment console that'll hide all the components, put the blankets, put the games in it in a great room or a family room,
they're amazing. My wife hates cables.
Yes.
Walls.
Yeah. No one wants to see that.
Really bothers her. that you, if you could see the cable. So we ran them inside the walls in the new house. So,
so awesome.
My wife also liked those blankets that you had there.
Oh, we have the best blankets. Some of them actually feel like bunny rabbits. Mm-hmm. So they're just incredibly soft, like even softer than those minky blankets, if there is such a thing, but they are incredible. Like you just want to sit there and pet it. So we have those in blankets and we have those in pillows. So you definitely don't want to miss out on those. And then I always just love picture frames. There's all different price points, but throw up your favorite picture of yourself or your kids, you know, give it to grandma. You will instantly make your mom's or your grandma's day by giving a gift like that.
A custom picture frame. That, I mean, I would have never thought that that would be something that, that I could pick up at Osmond Designs, but that's perfect.
It's a good idea,
a nice
right?
one that fits the, matches your furniture and your decorating.
And any budget.
Yeah.
And then it's a meaningful gift that like has some sentimental value too, but also looks amazing.
That's a great idea. And then you can hire a local photographer to go take your
picture. Right? Would that be Drew?
No,
Drew doesn't.
I don't take pictures of people.
No, yours are incredible. Drew
took
a
picture
shout out?
Of my family as at Aspen Grove this summer on the bridge with his drone. He's a drone pilot.
Oh, wow.
So he's a licensed drone pilot, and he goes out, and actually one of the hotels right along the I-15 just hired him, spent all kinds of money, and he printed out. We have this huge, big printer, and Drew printed it out and gave it to the hotel.
Let's give Drew a shout out for his business. This is incredible. And they just make such great art pieces in homes or commercial.
Yeah, DrewArmstrong.com. That's not the real estate site. That's my hobby.
That's just your side gig.
Yeah,
I love that so much.
Okay, so I have an interior design / home question. What are next year's colors going to be? Because I feel like every year they change things, right?
They absolutely do. This year, green is all the rage. Everybody's loving all different shades of green. So it's moss greens, it's emerald greens, which are perfect for the holidays right now, especially with Christmas. So throw in just little pops of green, whether that's a throw blanket like we were talking about, a picture frame. We even have some beautiful lamps that have some really cool green tones to it. Last year was navy blue. I'm feeling like next year is going to be cranberry red.
Right.
Just different shades of reds and pinks and oranges, and it'll go warm. Seems like it always swings from one extreme to the other, where we had the Tuscan old world, you know, trend years ago was everything was reds and golds, and then it really did swing to blues and whites and
grays.
And it is warming back up. A lot of the kitchen cabinets right now are actually going to warmer tones, but lighter wood tones, not quite the dark walnuts and alders that, you know, we have been so accustomed to.
So we're not doing Joanna Gaines Farmhouse anymore. We're doing Heather Osmond's.
Yes. Mountain right? Modern is what I would say is up and coming. And people are just loving that warm, cozy feel.
I love it. Heather Osmond, Osmond Designs, 2 locations, one in Lehigh, one in Orem. A third one coming at the Traverse Mountain.
We should talk about that.
I know. We do need to talk about it. We'll take a break. More on The Home Show in just a minute.